This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
On a sweet
very sweet
Thursday.
Yep, it's Thursday, the 8th of February. Wow, he's out. Jay Kirshner and Doug are here to enthrall you with the things that matter. The history of the ice ages, for example. In case you didn't know it, from the Doug file, did you know and do you care that there was an ice age? That occurred.
Which one?
Between the 14th and 19th centuries. I thought there was one like 19,000 years ago, but this one, it wasn't a big ice age, it was a smaller ice age. But there were a lot of woolly mammoths roaming around. That was during the last big ice age. But this is at the time when Leonardo da Vinci and Michelangelo were doing their thing. But there was also a period of global cooling known as the Small Ice Age in the Middle Ages. And so it was just before the Industrial Revolution, in a sense, as it spread around the world. That started actually in the mid-1800s. Some locations cooled down more than others. Northern Europe, for example, Western North America, temperature fluctuations were between 1 and 3 degrees cooler than the average for those regions, as science has found over the last, 10, 12 years. They use that carbon dating thing. They drill down into the ground 4,000 feet or more, and they can find out by doing, it's pretty amazing, actually, that the 1,000-year average for these regions was off by 3 degrees in some. And that's, you know, that's kind of what we're going through now. For all the people, the reason I bring it up is because we have all these people who are yammering about, oh my God, the temperature's off by 1 degree and it's maybe 2 degrees. It goes, that's the way it is.
Mm-hmm.
That's the way the Earth performs. So if you're really an expert in this and you're a researcher at various colleges, you know, whether you're being disingenuous or not about this, you know the temperature drop has had an impact on the planet over and over and over again. Some of them were really steep drops, like 16, 17, 18 degrees on average. That can bring on an ice age. But back in this period, the temperatures were lower than now by 1 to 3 degrees and lower than what the average was then. So, I'm not saying it isn't happening. I'm not saying that we ought not to be concerned. But you can't do anything about it, really. You can do some stuff, but you're not going to spend billions of dollars by, you know, having the EPA do this, that, and the other thing and expect you're going to have consequence. Excuse me.
Yeah. And both things are true. It's when it comes to the temperature and the weather and all of that stuff, we are not in control of that. What humans are in control of are how much pollution we put out there, the pollution that we allow to get in all of the waters, the ozone layer, if there's holes in it or not. That is man-made. But as far as the actual temperature stuff goes, there were 5 major ice ages. Humans have only been a part of the last 2 ice ages. And technically, we're currently in one that began approximately 3 million years ago, continues today. And we are in the warm interglacial period that began 11,000 years ago.
11,000 years, it seems like only yesterday. Right?
Matter of speaking. So far away.
Yeah, right. Anyway, I just I think that every time I get a chance to add some relatively sane thinking to these knuckleheads that are all around telling us that we're going to all wash away because of global warming, El Nino and La Nina have been doing their thing for millions of years in the Pacific. The weather that we're having this year in my part of the country, at least where I am today, is affected in the positive, I suppose, depending on how you look at it, the weather is warmer during a la between an El Nino during an El Nino winter than it is when it's La Nina. It's cold, snowy, and horrible in the areas where it's supposed to be cold, snowy, and horrible in the wintertime. It's called winter for a reason. Duh. All right. Five Marines. Search continues for these guys. Military helicopter went down in the storm. Another Southern California. Oh, wait a minute. Well, let's blame global warming for this, right? The rain, all that stuff, and the guys out in that helicopter. They were returning from a training mission. My question would be, why would they be out there in that horrible weather in a training mission? I guess, was that too much of a common sense question?
I would think that they'd have to experiment and train in all types of weather, all types of terrain.
I suppose.
And as dangerous as it is.
Yeah, yeah. Okay, Rob Gronkowski thinks that Kansas City is on the cusp of greatness and will win. This is on the heels of something we said in the last hour about who was it? Who said that the San Francisco team was going to win? Where did we hear that?
I think the odds are in favor of the Niners.
Oh, the odds are. Okay. Well, Gronk doesn't agree with those. Where has he been, by the way, since... Did he ever go back after Brady left the Patriots? Did he go... He didn't go to play for Tampa. Did he?
Well, originally he did.
Did he?
And when was it? The Buccaneers, like, they completely... It was a mauling of... What was it, the 2021 Super Bowl against the Chiefs?
Mm-hmm. Was it?
But, yeah, he's since retired, and I think he's a sports commentator now. I could be wrong. He's doing a lot of different things. I mean, he's Rob Gronkowski.
Yeah. Why do women like him so much? What is there about him that seems to excite women?
You'll have to ask another woman. He's not my cup of tea in that sense, but I think that he is an absolutely incredible player.
Yeah. Okay. All right. My obligation to the stations that carry this program that like and carry a lot of Trump positive programming is that I will mention Trump's name like maybe once an hour, just so that we keep everything on an even keel. So my focus on Mr. Trump here at this moment is what has been announced by the Supreme Court. Supreme Court says they're going to consider whether Trump can be removed from the primary ballot in Colorado. If that's the case, look out. Just look out. I think it's interesting. I remember I said this when it first came up. It was going to go to the Supreme Court. And then that they would decide that it was not constitutional to have Trump on the ballot. They would say that it was out of their purview to interfere with the state on whether Trump can be on the ballot or not. And if they decided, then if Colorado stuck with their earlier decision, then Trump wouldn't be on the ballot because the Supreme Court would say it's up to the state. Let's see if that's what they do. Some people are surprised they even took it up. I'm not. I think that they need to. I think there are some people on the Supreme Court that are pretty nervous about Trump one way or the other. And so there are, what, the five people that are considered right of center on the Supreme Court, or maybe six? Will those people vote to keep him off of the primary ballot? Mm-hmm. I think there's a chance of it, frankly, but that's just me.
Okay.
It's not wishful thinking. I just think that's what's going to happen. All right, in the People Department... Tanya Voris, former daycare center director, going to jail for 180 days. She admitted she directed her workers to give children in the daycare center melatonin gummies without their parents' permission. She wanted to get the children to go to sleep during the nap. Yeah. So what do we think of this? Is this appropriate or not appropriate?
No.
What, giving them the gummies?
Yeah. Yeah. Giving them the gummies, especially without their parents' knowledge.
Hmm. Well, the parents apparently noted that their children were out of character because melatonin will do that, and you're not going to wake up quickly if you're in a melatonin-induced sleep. So not too smart on the part of the daycare.
You're not even really taking care of the children at all. You're just drugging them so that they go to sleep. And you don't have to do your job. You don't have to deal with them.
Right.
It's almost like the same as just giving them, like pumping out the kids full of Benadryl so that they'll just fall asleep.
Right.
And then you can just do whatever else you want to do.
99.
This is disgusting.
Go outside and have a break. We need a coffee break. Another name in the news, Carolina Shino, stepped down as Miss Japan after she was supposedly she's reportedly had an affair with a married man. No.
Mm-hmm.
She was born in Ukraine.
Married man's repercussions.
Oh, he doesn't have any because he's a man.
He has Miss Japan. Yeah. He's the one that cheated on his wife. She didn't. Although, you know, if you know somebody's in a relationship, don't go there. And if you are in a relationship, hello, don't go there.
So she was Miss Nippon before she was Miss Japan. What's the difference? I guess that one, Nippon is another way of referring to Japan. But apparently there's two different, it's like Miss America and Miss Universe, maybe, same kind of thing. Right?
Or the where they win the state competition and then they go as the state to the bigger competition, the next level and all of that.
She had an affair with a doctor who apologized for causing trouble. Okay, what does his wife say?
But she has renounced the title. And she's the name in all of the headlines. His name, what's his name? Show me his name.
His name is...
See, you even have to look for it. It's not just already in the subject title.
Yeah. No, it isn't. Oh, anyway, here it is. The doctor involved is Takuma Maeda.
And how far down of that article did you have to look to find
it? About three-quarters of the way down.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Okay. Three-quarters of the way. All right. Shall we sell some pillows? People are getting excited about the new MyPillow stuff. And if you want to take advantage of their overstock, their rejuvenation, if you will, product sales galore, go to MyPillow.com, get the MyPillow 2.0, 50% off. Flannel sheets, 50% off. MyPillow.com, use the discount code DS for free shipping and all of these 50% deals. DS is the code at MyPillow.com.
Some days I cover up because of my moderate to severe plaque psoriasis. Now I'm hitting the road with clearer skin thanks to Skyrizi, Risankizumab of Riza, a prescription-only 150 milligram injection for adults who are candidates for systemic or phototherapy. With Skyrizi, 3 out of 4 people achieved 90% clearer skin at 4 months. And Skyrizi is just 4 doses a year after 2 starter doses.
If allergic to Skyrizi, serious allergic reactions and an increased risk of infections or a lower ability to fight them may occur. Before treatment, your doctor should check for infection and tuberculosis. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms such as fever, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough, or if you plan to or recently received a vaccine. Thanks to Skyrizi, there's nothing on my skin, and that means everything. Ask your doctor today about Skyrizi, the number one dermatologist prescribed biologic in psoriasis, and visit SkyRizzi.com or call 1-866-SKYRIZZI to learn more.
Pizza's here.
Oh, great. I'd love some, but I'm worried about my stomach issues.
If you're worried about having diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or loose oily stools, it may not just be stomach issues. It could be a condition called exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI. With EPI, the pancreas doesn't release enough enzymes to break down food, but EPI is manageable. Use the symptom checker on IdentifyEPI.com and talk to your doctor. That's IdentifyEPI.com. Sponsored by AbbVie.
Want to get your hands on the next big thing? At Verizon, new and existing customers can trade in their old Samsung phone, any model, in any condition, and get the new Samsung Galaxy S24 Plus with Galaxy AI on us with select unlimited plans. A better plan to save is Verizon. $999.99 device payment or a full retail purchase with new or upgrade smartphone line on unlimited ultimate or select 5G unlimited plan required. Plus $1,000 trade-in slash promo credit applied over 36 months. Promo credit ends if eligibility requirements are no longer met. 0% APR.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Youngevity for over 17 years, since before it was Youngevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Youngevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never not once been late in 17 years. Youngevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Youngevity.
Let me tell you a story about Bill. Bill was a normal guy in his 50s. He had back surgery about 2 years ago. Bill was in a lot of pain. He dealt with his pain by taking the Percocets his doctor prescribed for him. Bill took more and more and more of them to help with the pain, until one day the prescriptions weren't enough to get rid of Bill's pain. Then one day Bill found someone to help him get rid of the pain with illegal drugs he didn't need a prescription for. Fast forward to today. Bill lost his job and his family. The only thing he does have is his drug dealer. If you know Bill's story and you don't want to end up like Bill, call the Detox and Treatment Helpline right now to get away and get treatment.
800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. Call right now. Help is standing by. 800-296-1327.
Now 23 after the hour, Doug Steffens' Good Day program. Jay and I focusing now here on some trending celebrity news. Hayden, I've never really decided that I was pronouncing her name right. Panettiere, is that correct? Is that
That is.
Okay.
Hayden Panettiere.
So she's getting attention because she's talking about her daughter Kayla and what she does with her and the father and all that stuff. She married, I can remember, well, let's tell the story. Let's not, I want to get into it and not be interrupted. So stand by for an interruption, and then we'll get into the heart of the story.
Deb's constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating kept giving her grief. She talked to her doctor to get some relief. Deb had irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C, which was a start. Saying yes to Linzess helped her do her part.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 2 years old. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Talk to a doctor today. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by Abbey and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
Won't you know good if you run from me? There ain't no cheating scheme in my heart, don't see. You left your troubles in my bed.
I like this.
You left your secrets in my bed, in my bed. You like the cover of a book that's been read, baby. I know I
like the cover of a book that's been read. What a great line. That is. This is Hayden Panettiere, who was married for a while to a Ukrainian boxer. Good luck pronouncing his name. The daughter is... Who's your what?
Vladimir Klitschko.
Are you sure? How do you know? For sure. Huh? How do you know?
I remember when they were together. Yeah, this was a whole big thing because Hayden Panettiere is primarily known as being an actor, but she sang a lot in her role as Juliet Barnes on the series Nashville. And... Mm-hmm. she has been very open about her personal battle with postpartum depression. The character she played dealt with postpartum depression, a storyline that was way too close to home for her because she experienced a lot of the things through her character that she had already experienced in real life. And recently she's been talking about her daughter, who she doesn't have custody of. Her ex does, and her daughter lives in Europe with her father, who is a former boxer, Ukrainian boxer, like held the title for most longest consecutive days as the world heavyweight champion, over 4,000. Yeah. He's really good. But yeah, she's been very open about everything that she's dealt with postpartum, that she had no idea how bad or what the symptoms of postpartum depression could be. Nobody had warned her that it might be something that would affect her. She thought that something was wrong with her, not that it was the postpartum. She delved into becoming an alcoholic and drug addiction and felt that she could be the best mother possible by working on herself and not being around. So she signed over full custody to her ex.
Huh. Wow, that's a story, isn't it? But none of those things happened to her, did they? She was worried about it, but did they? Any of them happen? Was she addicted, or did she have?
Yeah, that was all her real life. That was all her real life. Oh. Yeah,
she's sober now.
Addiction, I believe. Yeah, she's sober now. Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. Well, listen, the daughter's doing okay. Five languages. She is apparently getting on well with her father. So she's been cultivated well, let's put it that way. And so, you take your hat off to her for being smart enough to recognize that she wasn't the one to do the job with the daughter.
Mm-hmm.
So there's that story.
Right.
Yep, 28 after the hour.
Presenting a World Radio Day Minute, proclaimed in 2011 by UNESCO and endorsed by the United Nations General Assembly in 2012 as a UN International Day, February 13 is World Radio Day.
Do you remember the jingles from radio stations you grew up with? Jingles, sounders, and bumpers are terms used to describe production elements used by radio stations to establish and promote their brands. Although jingles go back decades and evolved over the years, they remain popular and effective, especially in commercial radio. They make radio sound like, well, radio. They're also a mainstay of the advertising world to promote products on the radio. There are jingles that go back to 1926. Thousands of radio stations in the five geographical regions maintain the tradition of using station identifying jingles in a variety of languages to specifically brand their platforms while maintaining the general flavor of being radio. This has been a World Radio Day Minute from UNESCO.
Happy to welcome back into the fold Elizabeth Miller, who is the spokesperson for the folks at Calitrin, which is the most amazing, fascinating way to take care of your weight problems that exist today.
It's a great addition to any plan that you've got going on. If you need a little bit of additional help in reaching your weight loss goals, this Calitrin can be the answer. We've been doing this a long time. We're very good at it. You also get a team of support when you buy Calitrin, too. So you're not just taking a product and saying good luck, hope it works out for you. You get a personal Calitrin consultant. You can email them, call them, text them. They're going to be there for you along your weight loss journey. They've got lots of tips and guides that they can send you to help you reach your weight loss goals, and they truly care.
What sort of deals? There's always a deal.
It's $10 off every single bottle of Calitrin and every.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA News Update. The much-anticipated border security and foreign aid deal in the U.S. Senate has failed, despite earlier optimism. Republican senators opposed to the measures said it does not go far enough to deter illegal border crossers from coming to the U.S. in the first place. Democratic Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer reportedly intends to try and pass the foreign aid package for Ukraine, Israel, and Taiwan separately. Proclaiming himself as pro-life Spider-Man, one man descended to Las Vegas Sphere to gather funds for a pregnant woman on Wednesday.
Hey guys, I'm here on top of the Sphere. I guess they're going to make me go through the top.
Climber Madison DeChamps shared footage on his Instagram account. The stunt tied up traffic in the streets below and the strip for quite a while. It was not DeChamps' first daring feat, though. He executed a comparable stunt in Phoenix during last year's Super Bowl. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
And now another no-brainer money-saving tip from Progressive.
Marcus, what happened?
I was changing my oil and I spilled some on the floor.
Oh, well, use these $50 bills to wipe it up.
Perfect. Got any more?
Yeah, yeah, take a couple hundred.
Stop. Instead of using money, use an old rag. And here's a better tip from Progressive on how not to waste money. Don't pay too much for car insurance. Drivers who switch and save could save hundreds. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Potential savings will vary. Not available in all states.
Today on Hey Culligan, how smart is your water? Here's Tracy.
Hey Culligan, I think my water might be dumb.
Good news, Tracy. Your water's not dumb, it's just not talking to you.
You can make my water talk.
No, but the new Culligan Smart Drinking Water System can talk to your phone to tell you when your water filters need changing and help you meet drinking water goals.
Now that's some brilliant H2O.
You said it, Tracy, and we're already on the way. Let us help you out with a free in-home water test with the local Culligan water expert at Culligan.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers, there's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. GCNfood.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
Fisher. I'm following in the footsteps of my mom, Megan Steffen, who used to be here. And now it's me.
Radio on. Now the day has just begun. Voices in the air, rising with the morning sun. I go about my day, and I know that I belong. The signal's strong, and we all stand together over the radio waves.
World Radio Day, so save the date, United Nations Media. That's what we're going to celebrate, inform, entertain, and educate into its second century. A lifeline called diversity, now more than ever universally.
Oh, I'm tapping my toes to this. Hi. So this is the intro. The song is by someone that's very familiar, often associated with this program, Michael Harrison, who's the editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine and is here every week for our Talk Radio Countdown show. Also a clever and creative songwriter. He's teamed up with Gun Hill Road, which is a big group. They've been around for a long time. They're known for music in any number of genres.
So they are, they've been around 5 decades. Well, Michael, considering the fact that you and I have been around for 5 decades doing this, I guess we can tip our hat to them, too.
Yeah, I've been involved with Gun Hill Road, which is one of the best, basically generally obscure, but known to a growing cult following around the world for years. Mm-hmm. I've been involved with them since the early 70s. I used to be like their radio champion. I used to play them all the time on the radio.
Mm-hmm.
And,
right.
You know... sort of like how Murray the K was the fifth Beatle, I was the
right.
the third or the fourth or the fifth, depending on how many guys
were. Fifth Gun.
Yeah, Gun Hill Road. But they're wonderful, wonderful musicians, and if I could just, you know, mention their names, Steve Goldrich, Paul Reich, and Brian Coonan, and yours truly. I'm the fourth member of the group, and we've been making all kinds of interesting songs that get airplay on talk radio. That's the thing that's so interesting about the group. The songs are played on talk radio, and tens of thousands of people around the world watching the music videos. So I'm very excited about it. It's a real nice part of my career, if you'll call it that.
Mm-hmm.
But the song that you heard, the excerpt of me actually trying my hand at rap, is called Over the Radio Waves. It's a 2-minute song. It's got a video attached to it at overtheradiowaves.com. People could see it. And it's in celebration of the UN's official World Radio Day, which is coming up on this coming Tuesday, February 13. It's the 13th annual World Radio Day. And all of us in radio should be very pleasantly, you know, moved, excited, if you will, by the fact that World Radio Day has been proclaimed by the UN, because radio needs as much support as it possibly could get, and radio is worthy of that kind of celebration, because it still is a great iconic medium with lots of rubber left on its tires.
So what was the, how, get this, explain how this thing all got started. United Nations Radio Day. Who came up with the idea? It is a great idea, and it is certainly well-intentioned, well-timed, because of all the discussion about AM radio and whether there has to be a law to keep them in cars and things like that.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So
the idea began around 2011 at UNESCO. That's the Arts and Sciences Division of the United Nations.
Right.
And they suggested some of the creative types at UNESCO. They suggested to the General Assembly that the United Nations have a World Radio Day because they're big fans of radio. And the UNESCO people are very in touch with the large global applications of radio. Radio is a lifeline for not just first responders and information in war, in disease-plagued areas, in natural disaster-plagued areas, in poverty-stricken areas around the world. It's a lifeline for people all around the world. Even in the United States, you know, when this whole issue of dumping them out of the cars, you know, like AM radio is passe. AM radio is the home of talk radio, which is the most vibrant format out there, not to mention gospel music, agricultural radio, what you do with your farm show. There are parts of the country where they don't have access to Wi-Fi.
Right.
And there are people that don't have the cultural or the historic ability to use some of this esoteric, exotic digital technology, Bluetooth and all that. And you know, radio is one to many, very simple. You turn it on, you turn it off. And the Internet is fragile. The Internet is actually more fragile and subject to being, you know, going down than good old-fashioned radio transmitters and, transistor radios. So the whole issue of radio being obsolete is exaggerated, as, Mark Twain would say.
Correct.
So I became involved in it because UNESCO reached out to me and asked if I would be the executive advisor this year to World Radio Day, and opportunity I grabbed, and as much as advice I've given them, I've also learned a tremendous amount of information about the diversity of radio and its importance around the world. You know, here in America, we're sort of like provincial, don't you think? You're a traveling person.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah. Very so. Much so. And because we are provincial, we need as much information and exposure to information as we can get. And that's where the AM radio thing comes in. And then we don't know a lot about the United Nations. we tend to think it's a building on the corner of 42nd and the East River Drive or whatever it is. And we see, I've been there any number of times to do programs. It's a fascinating place. I don't know, I want to use the word political, but the things that go on there, universal is probably, the people who are in there are universalists, in a manner of speaking.
Yeah.
And so they, you know, contribute to their, they're working to the contribute to the well-being of the world.
And it's politicized. You know, it's very politicized, yeah, by the various factions here in this country. But what people don't realize is that the United Nations, and that's why I mentioned UNESCO, does a tremendous amount of work outside of the realm of politics. They're almost, mm-hmm, in some ways like the Red Cross. They move into areas and help where there's violence and more importantly, where there's human suffering. There's so much, mm-hmm, suffering in the world. Suffering in the world.
Yeah.
And,
yeah.
You know, I don't want to be Debbie Downer here and ruin everybody's day, but when you think about it, you know, when we go about our lives here in the United States, there's suffering here too, but we don't, yeah, really realize how deep it goes around the world, and the UN addresses a lot of that. It's also important, yep, to have a world body where we can resolve conflicts and talk about things,
yeah,
you know, even if nothing gets done.
Let's talk about, why don't we next week on the 13th, have a couple of folks who are involved, maybe from other countries, people maybe doing radio, will try to put some of you guys, because that would be kind of fun,
mm-hmm,
in fact, to talk to people doing radio in other countries that maybe have some interesting things to tell us about some of these countries that we don't know. And that's, again, I think the purpose of this in part is to have people more enlightened, and Americans are lousy. Only 29% of the country has a passport. You know, you see all the planes filled all the time to go from various cities around the country to Europe. We like to go to England because it's comfortable. They speak our language. We like to go to France and Italy and Rome, and is a great place to go in Spain. But we don't really go to other places. So I would like to talk to people from other places.
Yeah.
On this day.
You and I'll talk a little bit about that and see if we can put something together. But
All right. So, in conclusion, let's listen to the whole over the radio waves tune that focuses on World Radio Day. We didn't listen to the whole thing as we get started with the conversation, so let's listen to it now. Gun Hill Road, Michael Harrison, Over the Radio Waves.
Radio on. Now the day has just begun. Voices in the air, rising with the morning sun. I go about my day, and I know that I belong. The signal's strong, and we all stand together over the radio waves.
World Radio Day. So save the date. United Nations and UNESCO going to celebrate, inform, entertain, and educate into its second century. A lifeline called diversity. Now more than ever, universally. Audio messages around the wheel through the electromagnetic field. Radio's important like never before. February 13th, 2024. Mark it on your calendar and don't delay. Let's all celebrate World Radio Day. Tune in to hear what everybody's got to say.
Times can be tough when you're far away from town. But still I hear your voice, and there's comfort in the sound. I listen as I go. The words and music free my soul, and I feel whole. And we all stand together over the radio waves. And we all stand together over the radio waves. And we all stand together over the radio waves.
Clever and well conceived. Over the Radio Waves by Gun Hill Road and Michael Harrison, celebrating World Radio Day next week, February the 13th. We will be participating in that here on Good Day. Thanks to Michael. This is the Good Day program at 45 past the hour.
Let's head out. The theater's about to close.
Wait, what does that sign say?
A warning, watch your step?
No, next to it.
If you are 60 or older, you may be at increased risk of serious consequences from RSV, respiratory syncytial virus, compared to adults younger than 60. I didn't know that.
Not all dangers come with warning labels. Talk to your pharmacist or doctor about getting vaccinated against RSV today. RSV vaccines, including Pfizer's, are available. Learn more at BewareOfRSV.com. Brought to you by Pfizer.
And now another no-brainer money-saving tip from Progressive.
It looks like your luggage is over 50 pounds. Is there anything you can take out?
Oh, yeah. Let me just toss all these $20 bills.
Great. Let me grab your trash can.
Stop. Instead of throwing money away, move some clothes into a carry-on. And here's a better tip from Progressive on how not to waste money. Don't pay too much for car insurance. Drivers who switch and save could save hundreds. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Potential savings will vary. Not available in all states.
Do you hear that? Asthma triggers are everywhere, from dust mites, head dander, and pollen, to smog and smoke. An asthma attack can strike anywhere, anytime. Be prepared with quick-acting Primatene Mist. Clinically proven to open airways quickly. It's the number one FDA-approved asthma inhaler available over-the-counter. Primatene Mist. Breathe easy again. Use as directed.
Progressive asks, what do a late-night pizza craving?
The pizza place. Can I get one large pepperoni pizza?
A newly licensed teen delivery driver. A guaranteed delivery time or its free offer. And your front fence have in common?
Uh-oh.
It's my fence!
They can turn your stomach upside down in under 30 minutes.
I'm still getting a tip, right?
Bundle your home and auto with Progressive for great savings and round-the-clock protection.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers not available in all states or situations.
All right, so we have the lead up to the NFL championships on Sunday. A lot of fans are asking themselves, Chiefs or Niners? The money is on the Chiefs, you told me, in Las Vegas, right? Isn't that what you told me? No, it was on the Niners.
The Niners.
On the Niners, yeah, right, okay. So here's the story of an 11-year-old football reporter named Jeremiah Fennell. He is a sports journalist, so his father says. He's been on the ground in Las Vegas. He's gone around and gotten a lot of interviews with all the big players. He interviewed Travis Kelce yesterday and Fred Warner. He's getting started this time of the day out there, interviewing the people who are coming, because there are people there already for the game. For God's sakes, it's Thursday. The game's not till Sunday, and there's still people that are crowding into town. So I thought it was kind of an adorable story of an 11-year-old who has, in his mind, become, he wants to become a sports reporter as he grows up and be on the radio. So he's started now. Good for him. Nothing wrong with that. I kind of like it, as a matter of fact. Okay. Here's the story, a couple of more, where we have time for a couple of people's stories. Colorado skydiver named Gregory Coates, no longer with us. His parachute failed to deploy, and so he's in the past tense, 36 years old, went out. He actually lived in this area, the Denver metro area, skydiving all the time. He was at the Mile High Skydiving Center. And he was wearing a wingsuit at the time. Apparently the primary and the reserve chute didn't work. So he went plop. Oh, my God. Can you imagine what that's like, thinking
those
and knowing?
Those final moments of just pure,
God almighty. Anyway, I'm going to have a moment for him, anyway. All right. So on that bright note, we'll pause. Now it's 10 before the hour on today's Good Day program.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
I need to pay my taxes. What are my payment options?
The IRS has several options for paying your taxes. You can pay with IRS Direct Pay, a debit or credit card, or with an electronic funds withdrawal when you e-file your return. If you can't pay the full amount, consider paying over time with an online payment agreement or our Offer in Compromise program. Both tools are available on IRS.gov. Go to IRS.gov/payment to find an option that is best suited for you.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
From Good Times, maybe most of you recognize that. I hope that's the case anyway. Chuck Curry is here to celebrate what's going on in the movie business, television, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. So we have certainly a focus on the ladies from Good Times. What's the scoop there, Chucker?
Actually, Doug, this day in television history, February 8, 1974, the TV sitcom Good Times, which is developed by Norman Lear, premiered on CBS. Off the top of my head, if I remember right, it aired opposite Happy Days, which aired on ABC. That was pre-VCR, so you had to pick which one you wanted to watch. I watched Happy Days, later caught Good Times in syndication. But I got to tell you, I became a good, big fan of Good Times. I just recently watched the last season of that, which is on the streamer Peacock. The last episode, I actually watched the other day, and I thoroughly enjoyed it. I thought it held up extremely well. Made a star out of Jimmy Walker back in the day.
That's for sure. Yeah, it did. All right, so I'm looking at a couple of interesting stories here. Donald Glover has revealed he got married and then went right back to work on the new movie Mr. and Mrs. Smith the same day. And when is that coming out? That's a remake of the old...
That's a streaming show. One of the streamers.
Show?
I think it's a television show based on the movie, which starred Brad Pitt and Angelina Jolie.
Yeah,
it's and got renewed for season good? Two. Yeah, I didn't see it, but it's got renewed for season two.
Really? Huh.
Yeah.
All right. Well, that's something I didn't know. You told me something I didn't know, Chucker. Congratulations.
Yeah, another streaming story. Cobra Kai, which is on Netflix, very popular on Netflix, just started filming its sixth and final season for that, probably the most powerful streamer in the industry, which is Netflix. I got to tell you, Doug, I thoroughly enjoyed Cobra Kai. I think it's very well done. I was a huge fan of the original Karate Kid franchise, especially the first one, which came out way back when in 1984. Hard to believe that'll be the 40th anniversary this year of Karate Kid hitting theaters back in 1984. But Cobra Kai, which brings back Ralph Macchio as Daniel LaRusso, is a really good program.
Yeah. No, I know you've been excited about it for sure. So that's good to know.
I got one other one. Yesterday, Disney gave its financial announcement after its quarterly report and said that Taylor Swift's hit concert film, The Eras Tour, which was extremely popular in theaters, will hit Disney Plus streamer on March 15th, and they will add 5 extra songs. It's probably good business for anybody, especially Disney, to get to do business with Taylor Swift, because he's probably the most popular human being on the planet Earth. So.
Yeah, right. Yeah, no, that makes good sense. Meanwhile, Mr. Musk has funded, yesterday we were talking about the lawsuit that that Carano has brought against Disney because of being fired from one of the Star Wars things. And apparently Musk is the one who's funding Gina Carano's suit against them.
Which, yeah, I saw that. I saw that. That's actually interesting. I got to tell you another story that I found extremely interesting. I was watching a clip on on YouTube. It was a 60 Minutes interview about AI. And I still think 60 Minutes is a standard in terms of reporting. And they showed a clip of AI where it was fed a one-sentence line to create an ad, and within literally a couple seconds, it started to create an ad, which was completed in about a minute, that blew that reporter's mind away. And I could see why AI could easily write some really terrific movie scripts. I never would have said that before until I saw this segment on 60 Minutes, but I see the good and I see the bad of it. But there's no doubt that you could take a concept and have AI probably write a movie script better than a human being. And I never would have said that months ago until I saw this segment on 60 Minutes. It's both amazing and frightening at the same time, Doug.
Yeah, it is. I think there's more bad to it, and I like to look at the good side of everything. I think there's more bad than good to it, but
I don't deny that.
Hopefully time will be on our side and not the artificial intelligence's side, if you will. Sarah Michelle Gellar says she's grateful for her friend Shannon Doherty. Apparently they were close during the pandemic, and then they've worked together, I guess, on some stuff. I thought it was interesting because a lot of people are talking about Shannon Doherty because she's trying to ward off cancer again, and Geller's trying to it's an interesting pairing because you kind of think of Geller as a wholesome character, and Shannon Doherty not so much from the role she's played anyway.
I think they both had fame back in the day. Doherty with Beverly Hills 90210 and Michelle Geller with Buffy the Vampire Slayer, so I think they're relatable to some extent.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.